Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Buglers. Welcome to Top Stories, the show in which we at the Bugle Radar own archives for the definitive version on what was happening when it happened recently. In Bugle 4042, we spoke about Brexit, and it was fun talking about it, not Brexit itself. Why? Well, because I was joined by Tom Ballard and Nish Kumar, who maybe weren't taking the whole national meltdown thing entirely seriously. This is from a show entitled Durable Partners.
Top story this week, immigration and Brexit.
Whee!
Let me start, Andy, by saying to Tom, welcome to our country.
Thank you.
Now get the f*** out of our country. We did not vote leave so some gay Australian could come over here and talk about our news with a chocolate boy and his Jew friend.
That's the name of our double. Well, it's exactly what I was going to do with John years ago.
Would have ended his American career, I think, if he was Chocolate Boy.
Well, I mean, given the current climate, it might have turned him into a stadium act.
So what are they doing? They're kicking out all the... There's leaked documents have charted the kind of rules that they're going to introduce in regards to the UK's approach to immigration moving forward.
That's right.
Kicking out the low-skilled nonces and keeping the highly skilled ones in. I'm hoping it's some kind of EU migrants got talent situation. Series of Polish and Romanian people trying to convince Simon Cowell that they should stay on the competition. That is British life. No doubt with a rock-solid argument, well, you're allowed to stay and you contribute nothing to this country but horror and slime, you smug, pouting weirdo. That's my general vibe. The document said that the UK will remain a hub for international talent, so I actually think I'm going to be fine, Nish.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I'm international, and I got 3 stars from the Evening Standard. So I think once you get rid of all the stupid foreigners, I'm going to be, like, third in line to the throne. What are my skills, I hear you ask? Sarcasm. Regular bowel movements. The only kind of freedom of movement that I'm interested in.
Boy, if that's a criteria, I am down 1 for 2. Good Lord.
I'm very good at being white.
Yeah, oh, yeah, again, naught for two for Kumar.
And I do have a blue tick on Twitter, which I couldn't help but notice that neither yourself nor Nish actually
really?
Have.
Really? Sauce, have you not got a blue tick, mate?
What is a blue tick on Twitter?
It's a verified tick that means you're a real person.
Oh, right, I thought it was that you'd been approved by the Conservative Party.
Well, that as well. I've been really sucking up ever since this whole Brexit thing. Gotta get that visa.
Yeah, that's right. So this leaked Home Office document said that Britain will end freedom of movement immediately after Brexit. There'd been some chat that there'd be some sort of a transitional period, but according to this leaked document, that's going to end immediately afterwards, and there's also going to be restrictions on EU people living in Britain already and whether they can bring family members over. And it's another in the long history of Brexiteers completely contradicting themselves, because Daniel Hannan, who is a prominent Brexiteer and permanent said that in June 2016 he tweeted it was irresponsible to scare EU nationals in the UK by hinting that their status might change after Brexit. No one's suggesting such a thing. This follows hot on the heels of other U-turns when David Davis said that the EU would be in for the row of the summer if they didn't think we were going to talk about trade first. That's gone out of the window. And also David Davis this week said nobody ever pretended this would be simple or easy, apart from Liam Fox, who is also a prominent Brexiteer, who in July of this year said an EU-UK trade deal would be the easiest in human history. At this point, I would not
be... In human history.
Not, I mean, this is not, I'm not taking any license with that. He said that an EU-UK trade deal would be the easiest in human history.
Right.
The easiest trade deal.
Did he mean the easiest post-Brexit EU-UK trade deal in human history?
Well, that is now, I believe, how we measure all human history.
Right, okay.
I think it's now divided into BB and AB.
So it's kind of what the government's plans for Drawbridge Britain, as I believe we're going to be officially known. To stop all the 7 billion plus bogus asylants who are currently roaming the rest of the world. Tom.
Oh, sorry.
My parents.
Half of my parents.
My parents.
Oh, boy. Boy, if they start kicking out immigrants, the Bugle could be a sparse affair.
The thing is, 100 years ago, Tom's family were probably the only ones who were actually in the UK.
And then we bloody stole some bread, didn't we?
It's interesting what wasn't in it. There was no sign of the giant £4.5 billion catapult that Nigel Farage had promised he would use to fire all non-Brits back to whichever part of non-Britannia they came from. That was disappointing. Not even details of how their government is just planning to stick Michael Gove on the White Cliffs of Dover as a human force field. Using the sheer force of his personality to repel all sentient beings as far away from him as possible. Nothing about other than obviously Brexit's going to be, you know, bad for the environment, which is good from a Brexit point of view because that deepens the moat that we have.
Is it bad for the environment because since it's happened, the amount of hot air expelled by Brexiteers is actually directly contributing to climate change?
I think it's just the heat coming off angry faces, probably from both sides.
You mentioned they're changing the rules about family members that EU members can bring in.
Yeah.
It said, we propose to define family members as direct family members only, plus durable partners, which could be bad news for the twice-divorced Nigel Farage. Durable partners. Britain isn't about durable relationships. There's nothing more British than decades-long marriages infested with resentment and bitterness. Every British marriage should look and feel like a Harold Pinter play. I've always said that. Plus, there's something ironic about, like, the UK essentially going through a geopolitical divorce and then demanding that anyone who comes in better be serious about commitment. It's like, if you treat your girlfriend like the way we treat the EU, you're out, buddy!
Thank you for listening. Now, do as you're told and go and listen to The Gargle with Alice Fraser and other very funny people. It's like The Bugle, but there is no politics.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.